Hey friends, today I have a little bit of an outside of the box thinking episode for you. And the reason is one of the questions I get most often is how do I essentially afford to take care of my hormones, to do coaching, to do Nourish Your Hormones, to buy supplements, like all of those things that can be helpful in your hormone journey. And I have a new hobby that could help answer that question and is a lot of fun and creativity. So I want to dive into that for you today and give you some outside of the box solutions to be able to make some of your goals happen. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. I'm Leisha Drew, is registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. So we're going to start today with a little story time, essentially, because this does take some introduction. But within the last 6 months or so, I have found a new hobby. I personally love to travel, and with multiple kiddos and schedules and wanting to remodel our house and all of these different financial goals that we have been traveling a lot less than I would like to over the last few years. And so when I heard about travel hacking, I was immediately hooked, essentially, because as someone who prioritizes fun and adventure, I was like, okay, this sounds too good to be true, right? Traveling for nearly free. So I'm going to explain to you kind of what that is. And I came up with this solution the other day and I was like, I have to share this because I think that it really truly is a creative way to make a lot of things happen in your life, not just travel. But maybe you listen to this and you're like, no, that's what I want to do is travel. Totally fine. I'd love to share that with you. But when I started thinking about, you know, wanting to be able to focus on your health, invest in coaching, invest in Nourish Your Hormones, things that we talk about here on the show all the time, I know the finances can hold us back, especially when we are in a season where other things are prioritized financially. And so anyway, I just was excited to be able to dive into this. So I'm going to give you a quick overview. So travel hacking is essentially being able to strategically use credit card welcome offers to get high amounts of points that you can trade for travel expenses. So I personally have, as I mentioned, been doing this like about 6 months, and I have booked over $10,000 of travel for my family for basically the price of the credit card fees. So you can choose that up front and know what's going to work for you, but it is an incredible savings. And we are going to be able to travel. We've already started traveling so much more than we had before. So I have tried this out and it has been really, really fun to use this for travel. But I realized that this could also work for other items that typically wouldn't be in your budget. And specifically, I started thinking about how this could work to reduce the cost of hormone coaching, because I know so many of you would really love to be able to have the opportunity to do one-on-one coaching, have someone really holding your hand, looking into your hormones, getting the lab testing. And I came up with a few ways that this could work to really reduce the cost and make it, you know, more of a investment that is maybe a fit for your season. This could also work to essentially cancel out the investment in Nourish Your Hormones with multiple different card welcome offers. So I'm going to talk about some of the benefits to this, but I also just want to like give a caveat. I am not a fan of going into debt on credit cards. I definitely am only going to be signing up for credit cards that I am going to be doing my normal spending on each month. If I have a big purchase, like for example, we've been remodeling our house, I will get a new credit card for that and will meet the minimum spend criteria for it and get the welcome bonus. But if this is something that you would struggle with, like keeping credit card spending within bounds, this is not going to save you money by any means. So I just want to clarify that you can use this really intentionally, but it does take some planning and some focus and not just using your credit card willy-nilly, because that will not save you money and you will cancel out any benefits or bonuses that you could potentially have. So making sure that you are going to be paying that off every month, you're just using it for regular spending that you would already be spending, for example, $1 million a month on groceries if you are more than one person, or gas or bills that you can pay on it, those type of things are really great to be spending on a card and like working toward that bonus. So some of my favorite cards, I am going to link these in the show notes so that you can get the offers on them. But some of my favorite cards come from Chase, and for a personal card, I really like the Chase Sapphire. Currently, that one comes with a 60,000 point bonus, which essentially equates to a $600 cash back. So for example, if you wanted to come in to nourish your hormones, you could easily get that money back as soon as you had completed that, you know, whatever that minimum spend is on that card. Now, if you have a business, there are multiple Chase cards that are really great for business, and some of them don't even have an annual fee. So the Chase Inc. cards, the Chase Inc. business cards, are highly sought after essentially for the rewards, and they have up to a $750 or $1,000 bonus cash back on multiple cards, and some of those cards don't even have an annual fee. So if you have a small business, those cards would be perfect for you, or if your husband has a small business. And one of the key things about these welcome offers is that you can often apply for the card for you and then apply for the card for your husband, or he can apply for it obviously with his consent, and you can get essentially like double the bonuses. So I would just love for you to be able to brainstorm and use this to your advantage, whether it's for coaching or not. But for example, my 4-month coaching package, you could easily get over half of that coaching package back in cashback if you chose to open even just one card for you and one card for your husband. And so thinking about this really, I feel like, can open up a lot of doors. And if you do choose to take this route, it does take a little bit of planning and a little bit of time, but essentially spending that time making a plan to support your hormones in the future versus just kind of like hoping that it'll happen, or, you know, taking the money that you were going to spend on a family trip to work on your hormones, like it just opens up a lot more options. So I really like both of those cards, the Sapphire and the Chase Inc. cards, as a starting point. And those Chase points are really easy to get back and really easy to use for purchases and cash back. And so those ones are my favorite and the easiest to use. And you can also refer your friends, refer your husband, and get additional cash back on top of that initial bonus. So it really is easy to rack up those points in the cash back and be able to use that, like I said, whether that's for coaching, for nourish your hormones, or even just to make sure that you can buy, you know, organic groceries for your family or buy some other wellness tools that you were looking into. So I think that this can be a tool that you can use really creatively. And I have had a ton of fun with it. I personally love to feel like I'm getting a good deal, feel like I'm getting away with something, use strategy and creativity. And so even in the midst of a really busy year and really busy season, this has been something that I've really enjoyed doing. And like I said, I'm using my benefits for travel because that's something that we weren't prioritizing in our budget, but you can use it for truly whatever you want. And with travel, you can get more value for your cash back, but truly the options are limitless. And I do have one other creative way to work coaching or even nourish your hormones into your budget, and that is using your HSA card. If you have that through work insurance, that's great, but you can also, if you're self-employed, you can get an HSA through your bank. That's what we have done personally, and that is a tax-exempt account up to I'm not an accountant, so don't quote me on this, but I think it's close to $7,000 a year for my family of five. And it does have to do with your household, the number of people in your household. But using an HSA card and like putting some money in that every month is saving you on taxes, and you can use HSA funds towards coaching. And if you want to use that towards Nourish Your Hormones, you just have to send me an email and get a special link so that I can run it through my health-based business account. But that is an option as well. And so even, you know, just using your HSA and putting some money aside every month in your HSA, you are saving on taxes, which is something that we always all want to do. And you can use your HSA also for supplements through FullScript, which is what I use when I recommend supplements to my clients or to Nourish Your Hormone students. You can even use it for things that are health related on Amazon a lot of the time. You just have to kind of check your requirements for your HSA and see what is eligible. But that is another way to save money on a lot of these things that, you know, feel kind of out of the price range sometimes, or feel, you know, kind of like hard to spend money on. And so I just want to mention that HSA can be really helpful. And if you don't have one, you truly can usually just open one at your local bank and get that tax savings account. So I know that this was not a direct hormone related episode, but I also know that finances can be such a stressor and such a stressor for your hormones. And sometimes it's just fun to get a little bit of a creative and new perspective on a way you might not have thought about, that you can make some of your goals happen and start to feel better, and then start using all of those points for the trips that you want to take so that you can have more fun and have happier hormones, because that is what I'm always here for. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.